Welcome to The Inner Circle, the podcast where the Radius Group, a team of experienced wealth advisors, brings you inside the circle of smart financial planning. With a network of industry experts, the Radius Group discusses the latest trends while sharing timeless wealth management techniques. So whether you're looking to optimize your portfolio, minimize taxes, or plan for your future, The Inner Circle is here to provide exclusive and valuable insights. Our guest today is Leah Higgerson. Leah is a travel agent and owner of Snapshot Travel Company. She is not affiliated with UBS Financial Services and her views are her own.
Welcome back to The Inner Circle. I'm John Reagan, Senior Wealth Strategy Associate and your host for today's episode. At the Radius Group, we believe that wealth management isn't just about financial strategies. It's about helping our clients create the life that they envision. And for many, that includes meaningful travel experiences. Whether it's a dream vacation, multi-generational trips, or simply making travel more seamless and stress-free, we know that travel plays an important role in the lives of so many of our clients. That's why I'm excited for today's conversation with Leah Higgerson, owner of Snapshot Travel Company. Leah is a seasoned travel advisor with over a decade of experience designing personalized itineraries for busy families. With extensive firsthand knowledge, she ensures every trip is seamless, stress-free, and truly unforgettable. Today, we're going to dive into travel trends, smart travel strategies, and how to create a bucket list experience that aligns with your goals. Leah, welcome to the show. You've spent years helping people create incredible travel experiences. What inspired you to get into the travel industry and what keeps you passionate about it?
Well, hello. Thanks for having me. I believe this ended up being a calling for me. Necessity is the mother of invention. I had spent so many years in the retail industry. And when my husband and I decided to have children, 12 and 13 hour days was no longer ideal for the two of us. So I had to adjust. And that was just something that kind of came to us that this is a combination of my passion and something that's very flexible for us. So it was a great way for us to change that shift in life that a lot of people have, you know, once having children.
Yeah, and I totally understand. I have four myself, so I get it. Well, let's start by looking at the big picture. Travel has changed a lot in recent years, and I know you have a great pulse on what's trending in the industry. So with that in mind, what are some of the most exciting emerging destinations right now?
I do believe that the emerging destination is always going to be changing based on what we all see in social media and what we're seeing. You know, everything is Instagrammable. That's always what people want to see. But I believe that, you know, there is always going to be a list of exotics, but the classics always seem to hold true as well. I tend to always have a lot of requests going forward, such as, you know, Italy this year has the Jubilee with the Catholic Church, and that continues to be a big draw, as well as other European countries that hasn't slowed down. Scotland, of course, is still always very high on the list, things that people like to see that are close by. Costa Rica continues to be a big draw for people in the last few years. I just feel that the new list is always ever changing, and sometimes it's very exotic and sometimes it's always the old classics.
Now, how have you noticed people's preferences changing in the most recent years?
Preferences tend to be more personal. They have become less likely to do the bulk travel, but more individual travel. I feel that they have decided this is something that I want to do, and I'm going to make this, you know, the best I can make it. And they turn it into the trip ideal for them, more personalized. And that, to me, has become the thing that stands out. That is what they want. And I, you know, do my best to accommodate that.
What trends do you see shaping the future of travel? And what should travelers keep in mind when planning ahead?
Trends, I feel, you know, there's a lot more focus on sustainability, being a little more eco-conscious, slow travel. People are not in such a hurry to, you know, check all the boxes. They want to spend a little more time in each destination. Maybe they want to be a little more personalized. Wellness travel has picked up a lot in the last few years. People want to be mindful of, you know, coming home refreshed rather than exhausted. Digital lifestyles, that's also been something that's picked up. People that are lucky enough to be able to travel anywhere while they work, oh my gosh, that's fantastic. And they just take their computer and go.
That is convenient. I wish one day I would get to experience that.
Absolutely.
Well, so now that we've explored where people are going, let's talk about how to make the journey itself smoother and more enjoyable. Travel can be stressful, but a little planning and the right approach can make all the difference. I know packing is always a challenge. What are must-have packing essentials, and what should travelers leave behind?
Well, I am a self-proclaimed carry-on girl. I believe that if you can't haul it up 3 flights of stairs, you shouldn't be bringing it. It is going to make your entire trip so much more convenient if you bring, you know, a backpack and a carry-on as opposed to large luggage, no matter where you're going. My family last year, we took a family trip to Ireland, 4 of us, and everybody had a backpack and a carry-on, and we got along just fine. I feel that the less you have, you know, the easier the overall trip is. Also, you don't have to stress about checked bags being lost. I find that with a smaller amount of luggage, you also have to be a little more strategic in your packing. Wardrobe capsules are very smart, where you only have a handful of pieces that all go together. That, to me, can be a lifesaver, especially, you know, if you get a stain on something, all the other clothing, you know, still works with what you have.
Travel can take a toll on energy and well-being. What are your top tips for staying healthy and energized while on the road?
Oh, energy and well-being. Absolutely. Hydration. That sounds like a very simple answer. However, not having enough water when you're flying internationally or traveling internationally makes a really big difference on your arrival. I think having lots of water and taking a little break from the alcohol the day before you travel and the day of travel. I personally love a good Bloody Mary the day that I'm leaving for vacation, but that's not very smart and you'll pay for it later. So hydration, getting enough rest. Sometimes that means, you know, being prepared with maybe a sound machine on your phone, something like that while you're in the hotel, because hotels, of course, can sometimes be a little more noisy than you're used to. But that and hand sanitizer and being sure you wipe things down, keeping hygiene top priority, that's really what's going to keep you healthy while you're traveling.
Sure, that makes a lot of sense. And sometimes it's hard to turn down those Bloody Marys, but if it leads to a better vacation, I think that certainly applies.
Yeah.
One of the most exciting aspects of travel is discovering those unforgettable places, whether it's a dream vacation or an unexpected hidden gem. So let's talk about some of the must-visit locations that travelers should have on their radar. What are some underrated destinations that more travelers should know about?
Thinking about all the places out there, there's so many, everybody has a list that's, you know, so long. And I really want to take a minute just to use the hidden gem mentality to keep Western North Carolina in everyone's forefront, because we are still, you know, it's my home state here, and we have just had so much devastation this year, and it's such an easy drive for people in the general, you know, listening area to be able to go down and spend a long weekend or a week in Maggie Valley or Cherokee and help those people out that are domestic back, you know, neighbors in our backyard that really need that assistance this year, you know. And if you want to be exotic, you know, Maui is recovering from the fires. And I think that would also, you know, be where we need to consider. I don't mean that it's not exactly a hidden gem. It's just these are things that I wish people would keep on their radar this year.
That's very thoughtful. And certainly that's been a very difficult time for a lot of people when it comes to natural disasters. Do you have a favorite best kept secret location or experience that surprised you?
Maybe not surprised me. I feel that everywhere I go, by the time I leave, I'm looking at real estate, seeing if I could live there. there's always something good about everywhere I go. In my opinion, you take something home, there's always something that you can bring back and say, man, that was really great. A hidden gem, you know, not so much, not something that I would say is more than anywhere else. I find something pretty great everywhere I go.
Spoken like a true traveler. So I'm going to give you a quick quiz. I'd like you to try to give some ideas for the best destinations for 1, relaxation, 2, adventure, 3, history, and 4, food.
Well, relaxation, I like to think of vacationing is broken down into vacationing and travel, in my opinion. And a lot of us think about vacation and we want relaxation. So that is different than travel. Travel is learning and expanding your mind and seeing something new. And sometimes you just want to relax. I feel that there are so many different cruise lines out there that you can find the one that fits you. And of course, that's something I pair people up with, the best cruise line for them. They make it effortless. They make it seamless. You can enjoy multiple destinations while, you know, enjoying great food. Same thing with all-inclusive resorts. They take all that worry out of leaving the property and going about. They can let you take time to unwind, you know, on your own. And those things are not exactly travel. Those are vacation. But that's what some people need when it comes to relaxation. And there's, of course, so many different brands out there. That's, you know, why travel agents are such an asset to people, to help pair them with the right destination. Adventure, oh my gosh, same thing. Adventure we have so many great companies that we can work with. If you want a whitewater raft, if you want a rock climb, safari in Africa, you know, there are just so many great companies that will take you either in a small group or maybe even with just your family or your friends and create exactly what you want. You know, no order is too unique. It can always be created for you. So if you're an adventure lover and you're thinking of biking across France, well, we can probably put that together. You know, that's something that we can do. History, same thing. I think of France. I think of most people that come to me have interest in World War II memorabilia, maybe going to Cannes and seeing, you know, the Normandy beaches and the museum of the invasion there, and things that people often like to see throughout Germany when they see World War II. Those are all things that I find to be fascinating, that I can share that with them. A lot of those I've experienced myself, and I love to be able to say, this is surreal, this is memorable, you'll never forget being here. And I feel that, you know, history can be pretty broad, depends on what the history they want to know more about, but I do take a lot of pride in going that extra mile for my clients and finding, you know, the information they're searching for, whether it's history or what have you. And lastly, you said food. Oh my gosh, food. I don't know. Food's pretty great everywhere you go. You just have to be willing to try it. If you're willing to go to that country and, you know, eat from a street vendor, you're probably going to have the best meal of the whole week at a streetcar. You know, I feel like a lot of it, foodies, you just have to be willing to be adventurous no matter where you go.
That makes a lot of sense. Like we asked earlier, talking about hidden gems, sometimes it's not the number one thing on an internet list, is it, when it comes to food?
Exactly.
Sure. Moving on, when it comes to our next generation of travelers, you know, travel isn't just about the present. It's also about creating lasting memories and shaping the next generation's perspective on the world. So for many of our clients, travel is a way to bring families together and pass down a love of exploration. Travel can be such a powerful learning experience for kids. What destinations and activities are especially great for families?
That is not a broad answer. That's going to be very specific to each family. I feel that what's important in that situation is when you talk to your kids, you talk to the parents or even grandparents or, you know, the cousins, whoever's coming, and everybody makes a decision together. My grandparents just were the greatest gift because they took me and my cousins, oh my goodness, all over and opened us up to travel at a very young age. And I'm so appreciative of that. And I hope, you know, that my kids will appreciate that they've been, you know, all over. They've been to more countries than most people have been to states. So they have a foot in the right direction. But I do think that the kids are going to flourish and enjoy the trip if they're part of the planning process. And it has to also be something they truly are going to enjoy. If you have a kid that is, you know, into bugs, he's probably not going to love going to the city all day, or vice versa. You know, something that speaks to that child is going to reassure them that they'll want to go again with you to the next trip.
That makes sense. And you mentioned travel with your grandparents. So when it comes to planning multi-generational trips, that can be tricky. What are some key considerations to make these experiences more enjoyable for everyone?
I feel that it is the hardest is getting it on the calendar. That tends to be the biggest problem. Clients say to me when they call, they said, oh, no, but we can't get on the same schedule. I think that the number one thing is finding a time that works for everyone, you know, going around grandparents and parents' work scheduling, kids' sports. Once you can narrow down the time of year, I think looking at the ability of everybody is your next step in seeing what will best suit the family. You know, grandparents want to be, you know, part of the trip, but that's not always ideal if they can't keep up. Or for that matter, you know, if young parents have a newborn, they're going to have to also make that consideration. Their life isn't exactly the same, you know, those first couple of years either. So I think that as long as the expectations are set and everybody can understand that, you know, this is going to be a bit of a compromise on multiple ends, whether it's the date, the time of year, the destination. I think at the end of the day, you just really want something that everybody can enjoy coming to the table at dinner and having those memories, having maybe the evening together. Maybe sometimes you can spend the day with everybody doing their own thing and have a little break from one another, which isn't always bad. And then in the evenings, everybody gets together and you get to have that that family dinner every night, or maybe that family event, you know, in the evening where everybody can come together and talk about their day. And it's still core memories that you're making together, you know, with the grandparents and the grandkids. But it's also, you know, keeping everybody in mind when you're doing those plans.
Wonderful. Well, Leah, this has been such a great conversation. But before we wrap up, let's leave our listeners with a few final insights. If you could give one piece of advice to travelers looking to make their next trip unforgettable, what would it be?
Be flexible. I know that sounds very simple, but make a plan and then be flexible. So oftentimes parents mostly put all this pressure on themselves to have the perfect vacation, and that ends up being a lot of stress. And that's not what vacation's all about. I think making it unforgettable is leaving room for spontaneity, letting, you know, the kids maybe get into something that was not on the agenda today. Maybe it wasn't in the itinerary, but they fell in love with this place over here while we were walking from point A to point B, and they wanted to do that. And if you're on a tight schedule and you're telling them, come on, we have to go, you know, maybe you're missing that unforgettable moment while they're playing, you know, on a side playground for that matter. It could be something so simple. And if you're on a strict schedule, then maybe you don't leave time for that. So I think having a little bit of flexibility, an outline of the day that you can follow, but giving yourself, you know, time and space to enjoy what may come along the way during your days is really what's key to make everybody take away the most from the trip.
I think that's fantastic advice. Where can our listeners connect with you to learn more about your travel services?
Well, of course, I have a website, www.snapshottravelcompany.com. They can always give me a call at 937-305-9506 or shoot me an email at leah@snapshottravelcompany.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your expertise with us today. I know our listeners will walk away with some great ideas and inspiration for their next trip.
Thank you. I appreciate it so much. I appreciate you having me.
Absolutely, our pleasure. As I mentioned earlier, at the Radius Group, we believe that travel is a key part of a well-rounded life. And for many of our clients, it's something they want to prioritize in their long-term planning. If you're interested in exploring how to incorporate travel into your broader wealth management goals, our team would love to help. Feel free to reach out and we can start the conversation. And as always, if you found today's episode valuable, please don't forget to subscribe to The Inner Circle and share this episode with anyone who loves to travel. Until next time, happy travels.
Today's episode features financial advisors with UBS Financial Services Incorporated, a subsidiary of UBS Group AG, member FINRA, SIPC, located at 3601 Rigby Road, Miamisburg, Ohio, and can be reached at radiusgroup@ubs.com. This podcast is presented for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as investment advice or the basis for making any investment decisions. It does not constitute an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy any specific product or service. UBS does not provide legal or tax advice, and we would recommend listeners to obtain appropriate independent professional advice. Some of the views and opinions expressed may not be those of UBS Group AG or its affiliates. UBS Financial Services Incorporated offers investment advisory services in its capacity as an SEC registered registered investment advisor, and brokerage services in its capacity as an SEC registered broker dealer. These services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. It is important that you understand the ways in which we conduct business and that you carefully read the agreements and disclosures that we provide about the products or services we offer. For more information, please review client relationship summary provided at ubs.com/relationship summary.